Good morning. High pressure continues to drift off the eastern seaboard. The return southerly flow is keeping it relatively mild this morning. Still, some places have dipped back into the 40s, others staying in the 50s overnight. Thickening clouds also this morning as one disturbance is riding up the east coast. This disturbance is producing rain showers primarily in New England. It's not reaching as far back as New York State. And it will continue to slide to the east and north throughout the day, bringing showers from about Hartford and Springfield and points east. Meanwhile, a cool front's approaching from western New York. Thickening clouds along this front will eventually produce showers for the rest of us as we get deeper into the morning, but especially this afternoon and into the evening. If enough energy builds up ahead of the front, some of us could get a burst of rain or even a rumble of thunder before the day is through. High temperatures today out ahead of the front will still be above normal, but not quite as warm as yesterday and in the middle to upper 60s. The front will continue to pass through tonight. We run the risk of a passing shower behind it, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows back into the middle and upper 40s. Tomorrow behind the front, cooler air will continue to flow in with a gusty west breeze. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we'll still have a little bit of instability behind the front, which could generate a passing shower, but mainly dry, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. The air mass will continue to cool down, though with dry weather on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s. Another and stronger disturbance will approach on Friday, with a better chance for showers across the region. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will be in the mid-50s. Even colder air flowing in behind this disturbance for the weekend, and with a mix of sun and clouds and a bit of unstable air over a Saturday, it'll be quite blustery and cool with a passing rain shower in the valleys and even some wet snowflakes in the high peaks. Highs on Saturday will only average near 50 degrees. We'll dry it out on Sunday, but it will continue to be breezy and quite chilly, with highs staying in the 40s. A good chance of a frost Sunday night, but sunshine on Monday will allow it to rebound back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after record high temperatures across the plains and Midwest over the last couple of days, colder air is sweeping in. Temperatures today are expected to be about 10 to 20 degrees cooler in these locations. Along with the cooler air, it'll be quite dry, and with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, the fire danger will be high in parts of the Central Plains and parts of the Rockies. Red flag warnings have been issued. And Tropical Depression 24 has formed about 300 miles west-northwest of Guam in the far western Pacific Ocean. The depression is expected to intensify into a typhoon and approach the Philippines by the weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 9:18 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a south wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, half-mile visibility and fog and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 50, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.57 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 70s, Boston cloudy with showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs near 60. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 60, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 7/10 of an inch, and for the year 30.73 inches, which is 17/100 of an inch below average. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 124, and 168 heating degree days for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40. The record high 81 set in 1930, and the record low 24 in 1981. Sunrise this morning is at 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:17 p.m., 11 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and a few showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and scattered showers again tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and a few showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler with a passing shower near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 50s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy, more showers Friday in the mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and quite cool Saturday with a passing rain shower or even a wet snowflake in the high peaks near 50. In the 40s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a chilly breeze, and mostly sunny back into the 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.